Hi, my name is Hannah Schick, and we are going to be talking about my experience with the Black Death. It's a very dark time right now. I can't go anywhere without being afraid to die or afraid to catch that deadly plague known as the Black Death. It seems as though hell let all of their demons go and released them into our world. There are people who drop dead in the middle of the streets, and their bodies are black and reek of a terrible smell. It smells as though they had already died 30 years ago. It smells so bad that people in Europe, we need to stuff our pockets with posies. The posies help get rid of the terrible smell in the streets. It started back in 1340 when 12 Genoese ships docked at Silksin port of Messina after they had traveled the Black Sea. More than half of the people on the ships were already dead from the Black Plague. It came for the fleas on rats. Once the rats started to die off, the fleas turned to humans. When the fleas had their sickness and it went into the human blood, that's what gave them the sickness. It doesn't take much to spread the horrible death. It only takes a simple touch or a breath of air, and then you would more than likely have the plague. You can just be in the same room and get the plague. It doesn't matter. Some believed that the death targeted only peasants, but it doesn't matter who or what you are, no matter where you were. If you were a king or a queen, it doesn't matter if any type of royal, you still have a chance of getting the plague. Nobody really knows what started the plague or why it's happening. There are many that believe God has brought this onto us because there's too many people in the world. They also believe that God sent it to us as a punishment for our sins and that we must repent. So people punish themselves to repent. So it was believed that in order to repent, you had to suffer very painful things. Some people would burn themselves, some people would shoot themselves in the leg with arrows. There was a man named Saint Sebastian. He was charged as a Christian and was tied to a pole, then shot with arrows and left to die. But the thing is, he never did die. He survived the arrows and was known as a saint from then on. The arrows he was shot with was supposedly used to represent the Black Death. I get it. You're probably wondering why God is killing all the Christians. Well, there is one more theory that people have, and it is the most popular opinion. They believe that hell has released demons over Europe. It was killing them off by using the Black Death. That one specifically scares me. Just the thought of a demon being right by you when you are about to die is not a very pleasant feeling. Or a ghost. We all believe that the spirits would be there, and that there's a death spirit that would come around and just be there and take your life at any second because of the Black Death. We are all wondering when it's going to end, but our doctors and people in the medical field do not have any advanced technology or medication, so we do not have the tools that we need to beat this out on our own. There are so many battles going on during this time, and it is terrifying to hear what happens to the people that are affected by the battles. There is one specific group of guys that really scare me. They take people who have already died of the Black Death, and they would light them on fire and use a machine called a catapult, which would launch bodies over the walls of towns. Because they do that, the Black Plague spreads all around the world a lot faster. The governors have made up a new rule to help prevent the spread of the plague. If someone has the Black Plague, them and their families are locked out inside their homes and burned to death. I believe that the way the government is handling is very violent and causes more fear to the people in the towns. Everyone is completely freaking out about this plague and some are finding it to be the end of the world. It is the year 1352 and things are still not changing. Pope Clement says that he had the Black Death and then he survived it. We think what he's saying is crazy, but we may never know if it was true or not. But he is helping everyone out the best he can during this time. The plague has gotten so bad, and it's almost impossible to go a day without seeing a black body or two on the side of the road. We're told that out east, things are starting to clear up a little more. The year is 1353, and less people are dying each day. We are told that the Black Death is about over now. The problem is, more than a third of the year's population has been wiped out by this plague. So many of our countries are failing, and so many have fallen already. Our world will probably never be the same again, all because of our devastating pandemic known as the Black Plague. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and we will talk to you later.